And a good morning to you. It is 9:20. We've got a rain-snow mix. Just crummy out there. Let's just go with that. 33 degrees where we're at. Well, our Wednesday talk around continues, and we head over to OSPTI, as we do every Wednesday, and talking with Stacy this morning on the phone. Stacy, good morning.
Good morning, Bill.
Hey, let's talk a little bit about Occupational Therapy Month going on in the month of April. What can you tell us about this?
Yeah, so this month we are celebrating Occupational Therapy Month, and with this, a lot of people ask, what is occupational therapy, or what's the difference between occupational therapy and physical therapy? So a lot of times we get that question, and as occupational therapists, we have we can do a lot of different things in our role. So we are a skilled treatment that helps people gain their independence to help them return to work and activities of daily living. So daily living skills would be, you know, you got to get dressed, you got to brush your teeth, you got to be able to eat, you know, and get to work, that sort of thing. So each patient has a personally designed treatment program to help them regain, say, upper extremity, so your arm function, after an injury or illness. So some different things that we help with but not limited to is carpal tunnel. You know, we have
sure.
that numbness and tingling in the hand, carpal tunnel surgery. Other hand surgeries are post-fractures, CVAs. So if somebody has a stroke, we help them kind of get back to doing what they need to do each day. Elbow and wrist injuries, including tennis and golfer's elbow, you know, that repetitive motions and get that pain in that elbow. Shoulder problems or after a surgery, arthritis. And then we can even work a little bit on cognition, a little bit with memory and different things like that. So we work with a lot of different things with those areas.
So, Stacy, go ahead.
We also work with peds, so pediatric patients, so kids, okay? With kids, you know, it's a little bit different than adults, but, you know, their activity of living is like school and play. So we incorporate a lot of play into that in different social situations that we might help them in school, make sure they can get dressed and get their coat and stuff on. Fine motor skills and coordination. So can they cut? Can they write their letters and numbers correctly? Do they need help with that? Sensory processing skills and self-regulation skills. So are they able to, change, react in a situation properly and in a good, positive way in school, in the community, at home? And so we help them in achieving their independence while enhancing their self-esteem, success, and sense of accomplishment also.
You cover all the bases over there when it comes to occupational therapy. Stacy, I would imagine that with people rehabbing, this, and what you've outlined here can really cut down on their rehab time, correct?
Yes, we do. Everybody's different, but mm-hmm. We can go through different things and change positions or things in their daily life to help with that treatment and give them things for home. And repetitive work injuries is a big thing, especially if people work on computers or in a job that they are doing things the same all day or standing. So we also do pre-work screens, worksite evaluations, and functional capacity evaluations.
Man.
So those encompass the workplace and the employer.
A lot of great information, Stacy. If people want to know more about occupational therapy and the services you provide, what's your number at OSPTI?
218-641-7725, and make sure to check us out on our website or on our Facebook page. And we also have online, Bill, is our registration for our 9th annual Fun Run Walk 5K, and that's coming up here. So it's May 4th.
We're going to be talking a lot more about that between now and the event. Stacy, great to talk with you as always. Have a great rest of the week. We'll talk next Wednesday, okay?
Yes. Thanks, Bill.
You bet. That is Stacy at OSPTI. We talk with our friends over there every Wednesday at this time here at the Voice of the Valley, AM 1450 KBMW. Good morning.
gladly